Weekend on Mix 97. 7:48 with the crew. I'm Sean Kelly, Orlena Kane in Studio 97 on this beautiful Thursday, July the 30th. We continue the conversation this morning on the show with the mayor of Prince Edward County. We welcome Steve Ferguson to the show. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
How are things out in Prince Edward County this morning? As sunny and nice as it is here in Belleville?
It's absolutely stunning in Prince Edward County, as it always is.
Well, Mayor, you released a video yesterday encouraging folks that are not county residents or part of Mix Nation just to maybe come and visit us in a different time. Was it tough to put that video together?
No, I mean, the message we're trying to get across, particularly for folks that are traveling a great distance from, say, the GTA or Quebec or Ottawa, coming expecting to spend the day at Sandbanks, is problematic at this time of year, because Sandbanks, I think, as most people know, in this area for the past two weekends has been closing to day users by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Meaning people, are turned away and are frustrated and disappointed and have to go elsewhere in Prince Edward County, which puts stress on other amenities, in Wellington Beach, for instance, which in turn has to be closed. So the point of the message was to try and prevent that frustration on the part of visitors traveling great distance and do plan to visit either at a different day, like during the week, or to come later in the season.
Yeah, I saw some pictures on social media last weekend, and it looked like the Don Valley Parkway with people trying to leave Picton and the county Sunday evening. So can understand thousands there making their way. And you're right about the Sandbanks. I think they were shut down last week. I saw tweets at 8:39 in the morning that the park was like at 80% capacity. So you're bang on there.
It's a problem. And we don't want people to be disappointed. We want people to come here and enjoy all the amenities of Prince Edward County as well as the surrounding areas.
So do you think like it's just kind of, are you just saying it's the Sandbanks? Because I know a lot of Toronto residents also have bought property locally and come down to their cottage and bring their friends on the weekend and have invested in the community.
Those are seasonal residents who pay taxes and are certainly welcome, and people are welcome to the county all the time. It's just the influx. And this is particularly related to the situation with COVID. People have been cooped up for a long time in areas such as the GTA and have had, little few spaces where they can go and actually relax. And we're currently in stage three, although that's changing in Toronto tomorrow.
Yeah. A lot of municipalities, though, Steve, would say this is a good thing to have, that people want to come. And, let's see if we can work with it. As Toronto opens up and the Peel region tomorrow, maybe the problem wouldn't be as difficult as it has been over maybe the last two or three weekends. But what did the business community think when you made that announcement? Yes, have you heard any people saying, hey, wait a minute, we've been struggling here for 4 or 5 months, and now the mayor is speaking out and saying, hey, let's not have everybody coming to see us in our own backyard?
Well, I think that, the business community has responded very well to the entire pandemic. And from what I've been able to tell, they've been doing very well. There is some frustration on the part of some of our businesses with the over influx, if you like, of folks that have come from as I mentioned, the GTA or elsewhere, planning to go to the park and then putting pressure on businesses in the towns because they can't get into the park. So there's been some frustration on the part of businesses as well, but I think we're drawing enough people that they're going to be keep hopping anyway.
All right. Anything else you want to get in this morning, Mayor Ferguson?
Well, the county's a fabulous place to come and visit, and we certainly love people coming down. We get lots of people coming from Belleville and Quinte West, and look forward to seen you at, you know, various points throughout the summer.
Well, it's good to know that the people in Brighton, Grafton, Colburn, Coburg, they can come still.
Well, everybody.
Napanee, Deserano, Shannonville, they can come still.
Yeah, all our eastern and western suburbs can come.
Do we have to have ID if we get pulled over by the Picton OPP or your municipal counselors there? Or are they going to be checking IDs?
We need like a Picton pass.
No, we haven't.
Got to that level yet.
Got like a little smiley face on the car.
No, we're
not. Well, Ferguson, I think it's a good problem to have. And there are many other municipalities here in Ontario that would want the same deal to worry about too many people coming. But we'll see how it goes for you this weekend. Yeah, it is.
So we want to avoid disappointment for those that have traveled a long way. So that's the point of getting the message out.
All right. And if you didn't want to go, if you're not, feeling the love from the county, you can still enjoy Quinny West and Belleville, folks. Thanks for this, Stephen.
Okay, thanks a lot. This hour.